So this is why I was like, if I do this, then we're not distracted by our own faces.
Ah, okay.
That happens sometimes. Hey.
Ciao.
Ciao. So we're simultaneously videoing and recording.
Yeah, we're, so we don't know what we're doing, essentially.
We're doing it on all platforms.
So yeah, we're going to... Well, I'm going to try and not speak over Meryl, who is here next to me. And you don't know who I am either, but I'm Claire. Sono Claire.
Sono Meryl. I always say it in an accent, you know, so that it sounds...
Because I don't. So whenever I say my name... in a different language, it's just like I'll be like, trying to put on an accent with all the rest of it, and it'll be like, yeah, sono Claire, like in Spanish, when I say like mi chiamo, no, that's Italian. And now I'm just becoming confused.
We're really good. So as you can tell, we're really good at languages, and we wanted to share our knowledge.
I know, yeah.
Is not the basis of this podcast and YouTube video, channel.
Yeah.
So we are. Well, Claire's really good at languages. I'm not. I'm
like to clarify. Claire enjoys languages, which is very different to being good at languages. So, I've done it a bit longer than Meryl, so it may seem like I'm better than Meryl, but we're just at different stages in the language learning journey.
Do you want to come and say hello?
Yeah, Otto.
This will get loads of people interested in the video.
Come on.
Come here. Okay, good boy.
Ooh, yes, on Otto.
Yay. Oh, well, that was right in my face. So this is Otto. He'll be here every time that we film.
Yeah.
Because,
well,
he's all the time. Look at him. Look at his little face. Say hi.
Ciao.
Otto, can you say hi?
Yes, look. I've been studying for a while.
Ciao a tutti. Sono Otto.
So Otto's dad... And my fiancé is actually Italian and can speak the language, so maybe he'll join us one of these days so we can actually hear how you speak properly in a language. But we will be following our journey of learning languages and
improving.
And hopefully improving and or going worse.
Yes, well, that's... Yeah, we don't aim to get worse.
No.
But it would be quite cool to have this as a... I don't know... Something to look back on, so we can gauge our language learning journey.
Definitely. We want to kind of track what we're doing, maybe if we find something helpful or something is mainly hilarious, in my case, more, so we can maybe... Oh, here we go. So we can maybe video some of the activities we do, how we practice.
Yeah.
Claire can show you how she... organizes things. Otto? Otti? Shh.
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah, we're kind of busy here.
Yeah.
We're saying hello to the world.
So Claire can show you how she writes things down and organizes it because she's way better at that. And we'll also put up a podcast too. But we won't just... In a moment.
He's been quiet all day.
All day.
And he's been, you know, very calm.
Oh.
Letting us do what we want to do. And now all of a sudden, when we're trying to record, you're getting all agitated.
So, well, also, we don't want to limit ourselves just to the language learning, because as much as that's fun, I don't know how... long you can do it for, how much you can practice,
years.
Probably a lot. But we'll try and include...
But yeah, depends how much people actually like watching us fail.
We'll maybe talk about
mistakes.
Different things as well. Oh my god,
yay,
I'm so excited.
What is that for you?
So I've kind of put into our Instagram and maybe the podcast as well a bit about things like planning a wedding, how to look after a dog while you make these things. I don't know if anyone has any tips and ideas, because that would be great. Clearly we're not doing very well.
I know.
Yeah, and just lots of different things like that. If there's anything you'd like to see or any questions, we do have our email, which will it show up? Claire knows way more about YouTube than me. But it's twoboredscots@gmail.com. Please do send us mail, because I love writing and we'll be doing a blog on this as well. So maybe we should talk about like our goals. Why do we want to learn languages? You go first.
Okay, so truth be told, Italian is a language that I never thought that I was going to learn. And then, ta-da, Meryl came into my life. And Meryl was learning, originally you were learning Italian with the council, right?
With the council, yeah.
Like up here.
I was.
The elders. Summers summoned her to learn Italian.
I did it. So we're based in Edinburgh, and Edinburgh Council have like adult kind of learning courses in the evening, and I
very good.
So I did those first. I'm not going to say how long ago because you'll be like, oh wow, it's been 8 years and she's still rubbish. But it was a while ago, and yeah, I started there and really enjoyed it. But then
basically we were discussing, because I've been studying Spanish now for just over 2 years. And I think I had only just started Spanish when we were talking about you doing Italian. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, you made a comment about how it would be better if you had somebody with you. And I was like, well, I like languages. Spanish and Italian are virtually the same. It's like, buy one, get one free. I'll join you.
Actually, not true. We're joking. Just so every Italian and Spanish person in the world.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I very, very quickly learned that was not the case. Because I actually very distinctly remember in our first class, because we decided, even though you had already done some Italian, we decided to go back to like absolute beginners because I'd done none. And in the first class, whatever it was that we had, I don't know, learning about how to introduce ourselves. And Meryl asked me a question. I just turned to her and I just went, I don't know. I have no idea. I've got no idea, like, what is going on. It's like, yes, sure, there's some similarities with Spanish. But back then, I was still a beginner with Spanish as well. So I was a bit clueless. And then I just kept up. And then, but Meryl has, you know, a much more important job than I do.
No, I have to work, so that has to come first.
But I decided to keep it up. So yeah, because Meryl took a break. But also, we should say that, you know, because something else that we can cover on this channel would be different learning styles, because I think Meryl and I have got very different like ways that we enjoy learning. So I very, very much enjoy the whole classroom experience, whereas Meryl wasn't massively fond in the actual classroom settings, I think. Because I, like, thrived in those settings, whereas I think you got a little bit nervous and
I make a lot of jokes. I make a lot of, you know, oh, that's it, stick your chair. Claire's really, really good in a classroom setting. I think comfortable to make mistakes and ask questions. I always make mistakes, but I don't like it. No one likes it, but I don't feel comfortable with doing that in front of others. It's always great. And then I do that where if I do make a mistake or like asking a question, you know, I'll make a joke and it's always very funny and it kind of distracts from the actual point of, oh, I actually don't know what I'm doing. So I don't tend to get very far. So I'm doing one-to-one lessons. With actually Claire's Italian teacher, which is actually now within a university in the city. So I do one-to-one, Claire's in the classroom, so we can give both our thoughts and kind of methods, like you say, are the different things that we're doing each week, and also how that's been working for us. It's also, I guess, for me as well, this is quite handy because just doing it with your teacher, and also like I said, my fiance is native Italian, so he's fluent and bilingual, so he's a good person to speak to. But I also get embarrassed talking to him, so I haven't really done that so much with him yet, but we will, and I'll definitely bring him onto the show and he can just make us look good with language. He's also very good at Spanish.
Oh yeah.
Because
just one of those all-round
Latin
good at languages. All languages.
Yeah, so my kind of goals, I think, were to, well, one, all his family only speak Italian, so it's all very and then when he leaves the room, silence. And there's
you're stuck there going,
I'm just like, In fact, I think his auntie Tina, who I absolutely love, I was like, I can help. This is how I do it. I also say it in English. And I'm like, I can help make salad. And I have the bowl of like, and I'm like,
you know,
that's the spinner. That's the salad spinner. And she's like, oh, who is she?
I know, what are you doing?
What are you doing? So for me, the goals are to be able to converse with my soon-to-be family-in-law, and we would like to work towards moving out there one day, which I really think would be help if I could actually speak to people and not be that kind of expat that's like, I live and work in another country, but I don't actually speak the language.
But yeah, living in the country will, you will improve so fast. Mm.
That was a
okay. With the
but right now all I could, if I could get by saying ciao would be great.
We can say ciao.
Yeah, it'd be like ciao
after a couple of years of studying Italian.
Ciao.
I can say ciao.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Yeah, so I think that's long-term goals. I'm also planning a kind of Italian vintage themed wedding, so we might try and bring out some ideas. Claire's also part of this beautiful day.
I don't know how to say bridesmaid in Italian.
Okay, so we'll learn that for next time. I don't even know how to say bride or groom. I know how to say wedding, matrimonial. Something like that.
Matrimoniale.
Yeah, pretty sure it's something like that.
So
we'll bring some things to that.
Is a double bed.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to talk about the double bed.
So we'll talk about lots of different things, but please do follow us, because as you can tell, we're hilarious.
I know, right now we are talking to nobody. We are talking to my laptop.
And Otto. And he doesn't give a shit.
I know.
So do follow us and help us, actually. Yes. It would be great if you could help us shape this podcast and /
What
YouTube
are you
video.
Doing now?
I'll get him. So email us ideas and things. Think about it as an every person YouTube video /podcast/blog.
We're just trying everything and seeing what fits.
Yeah, we're just doing everything. I will, next week I think we can maybe talk about the homework we've been doing the last week for our lessons.
Yes, because a week today actually.
You're eating something, one sec.
I don't know, what have you found?
Oh god. Is it your headphones?
Oh no.
Oh no, it's
because a week today is my first Italian class of this semester, of this year. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, with Marianna.
Oh yeah, she's our wonderful teacher.
Yes, we love her.
Stop.
Okay. So anyway, this might be enough for the first video /episode/ podcast.
We've probably
bored whatever this is. Whatever this becomes.
Yeah, in fact, it should be called
Oh.
Two Bored Scots. It should be called Bored Audience.
Yeah. how to make your audience tune out.
Yeah, how to make them not watch YouTube. Yeah, we could do channels out.
I know. We'll look at the analytics later and they'll say, oh my god, nobody watched the end of the video.
So, you know what, actually, just so we do have people that watch this, we'll share this with our friends and family. They can click on it once and it gives us at least one view.
I'll just sit here with it on repeat. just giving us views.
If you would like to add to that, please do. And like I say, drop us mail, because I actually like the written word as well.
Cool. I think that covers everything. And then we will be back later, soon, sooner rather than later, with an update.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
Oh my god, can we see this? This is hilarious.
16 effing minutes.
That's really good.